Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. It is 12 January 2015. It is Monday. And you must be sick of a lot of things if you've been watching television over the weekend. Seriously. If you spend a lot of time, you're probably sick of Nutrisystem commercials, number one. And whatever that little cute little chick is that wants you to go buy a month's worth or a year's worth of Nutrisystem. And I mean, Mike, it's just been like overwhelming. And then, of course, the 24/7, it's all about ISIS. It's all about women terrorists. And it's all about coming here. Seriously. There's some things that don't make any sense. I want to talk about that. Some real issues that need to be addressed that kind of look like 9/11. Because if anybody believes a plane hit the Pentagon at this point, you obviously have not done any looking at the pictures. And then secondly, it appears now that our guest coming up in the second hour, Paul Craig Roberts, has now made a statement regarding the very issue of the false flag in France. I am shocked. I really am, and I'm so glad to have him join us in the second hour today. We're going to be talking to Gary Malevsky in the second. We're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts in the third hour, Gary Malevsky in the second hour. And the subject then is going to be cybersecurity, the Sony hack, all of those issues. And speaking of hacking today, have you heard? Anonymous. Oh, boy. Does anybody really challenge them now? Anonymous is assisting the government of France by attacking, or all the governments, really, I guess, attacking the jihadist websites. Yeah, that's the story. And what did you think about the Unity March yesterday? Did you see that? Pretty impressive. I have a problem with it, though. A real problem. And now someone allegedly has died who was the alleged second most important investigator in this case. Talking about the Islamic terrorist killing at Charlie Hebdo. And they didn't quite get the facts and figures straight on what happened. And so it's become kind of an issue of correcting themselves while looking like they're not correcting themselves in the news. And in other news, there's a major case regarding vaccines. Argentina is now suing a U.S. drug maker over the testing that was done. Experimental, of course. And we've got some health news for you today. Such as the VA admits Agent Orange residue may have affected the health of Air Force reservists during Vietnam. And this is a specific group of people. I'll tell you about that. And what about Obama's free community college plan? Free? Well, $60 billion free, you think? Amazing how a country who has no money can give away college educations, isn't it? And why is there a giant cell phone tower smack dab in the middle of an elementary school playground? And the IRS now allows vaccine companies to claim revenue on vaccines they never even produced. We're going to tell you how to cook with turmeric also. And how about making your own lacto-fermented ketchup? And I have a special recipe for you. Olive Garden. How many of you have had that Olive Garden salad dressing? What if I were to tell you of the mock-up that I made that is awesome. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. You're in the right place. That is if you have been really tired, weary from listening to all the, let's say, the propaganda that you have been receiving from television. If you've been watching what's happened over the weekend, I couldn't do it. Every once in a while, I would check back in to see if anything else had been blown up or anybody else arrested or killed or whatever. It's just crazy. It is absolutely beyond belief how they are now taking what happened there into terrorism everywhere. It's getting worse. It's going to be an unholy alliance between ISIS, Al-Qaeda in the AQAP. You know, like everybody knows what that means. The average guy coming out of Home Depot probably does not, nor does he care. The bottom line, with all the trauma that has happened, the Dow is opening, at least at this point, looking like it, the Dow futures opening at 71 up. Oil, 47.01, getting ready to dip into the 46 arena. Gold is at 1220. Chaos around the world. Totally. I mean, nobody doubts that. It's just amazing. It is absolutely beyond what any would have ever thought. I mean, this thing that started out on Friday, oh my goodness. The entrails of this are just so complex. And most people are kind of at this point saying, I don't believe it, don't think it happened the way they said, and they're moving on now. And I still have to say that the shooting that occurred of that police officer who was shot once laying on the cement, you've probably all seen it by now if you have a computer or television, and then the shooter came back up to him again, shot him almost point-blank range. There's some question about whether he was shot in the elbow, shot in the arm, shot anywhere. But nothing flinched when he was shot with an AK-47. There was no muzzle flash. There was a white smoke that you can see next to him on the cement that was moving across. A white smoke. No blood, no nothing. And I'm going to tell you that is the number one, I would say, the number one reason why I don't believe that that whole thing happened the way they said. Well, and I also don't believe because, well, they lied to us in 9/11. And no plane hit the Pentagon. And yet they were able to make 95% of the people believe that a plane hit the Pentagon when it didn't. Yeah, look, there's a plane. There's a plane. There's no plane there. Yes, there is. There is a plane there. No, sir, there's no plane there. Now, I would like to go back to one of the original dissenters on the issue of what happened in 9/11, and that was Thierry Musson from France. Remember the French investigator who came under all kinds of negative attention because he said it didn't happen the way they said. You can look him up, Thierry Musson. Thierry. I'd like to see if he's going to do any investigation on this issue. Now, of course, it is all about, they want you to know over and over again, freedom of speech. It is all about the fact that you have the freedom of speech to do religious cartoons in this world. Now, other things, no, but religious cartoons. So they had, what, 3 million people that turned out at this March for Unity? 40 world leaders turned out for the March for Unity. Now, remember I mentioned to you last week about how after 9/11, when I saw at the National Cathedral in Washington that all the world leaders and all the senators and all the U.S. reps and all the honchos, the bad guys from the government, all went and had a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral. And I said to myself, there is no way that if there had been a real event in which they were really scared and that some bad guys, Osama bin Laden, which they knew about 30 minutes after the event occurred, had done that, and he had all kinds of buddies that could have done other things, they would go and all be in one place like sitting ducks at one time. Are you kidding me? Well, guess what? Same song, second verse happened because 9/11 is sort of like what happened with the Charlie Hebdo situation. 40 world leaders appear on the street in Paris when there's still one lady who is missing and of course, the ultimate bad girl. What, 20-some years old, and she was a girlfriend of one of the guys that got killed in the restaurant. Kosher, mind you, kosher restaurant. That March for Unity, to me, I was shocked to see those people there. Well, by the way, United States was not represented. They're making a big issue about it on television. I think it's just kind of fitting because the United States created all of this. And I think that he's kind of backing out of the whole thing. You know, United States created all of this ISIS, Al-Qaeda. I don't know if they'd want to be there. Anyway, Mahmoud Abbas was there. Netanyahu was there. Merkel. François Hollande was there, of course, in the very front. Next to Merkel, Angela Merkel. And supposedly, Ambassador Jane Hartley from the United States was there. She was just appointed a couple of months ago, representative to France and Monaco. She gets two countries. And it's all about freedom of speech. All about freedom of speech. Well, excuse me, freedom of speech of religious cartoons. Oh, and by the way, supposedly Eric Holder was there, but he didn't want to be in the parade and didn't want to participate. I don't know if he was there or not. I don't really care. But the whole idea, though, that it was freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. Wait a second. Did you know that the whole world who is gathering around the Charlie situation and freedom of speech, did you know that there are still, I can't remember, 11 or 14 countries that do not allow the discussion of whether or not the Holocaust occurred? Now, before you say, oh, don't get on the Holocaust denier thing, I'm not a denier. I don't know enough about it to make an opinion. I've never spent the time to research it. I've met one incredible lady I believe was from the Holocaust, and she was in the movie Behold a Pale Horse. I don't have a dog in that fight. But I will tell you this, that if 11 countries say, well, you can't discuss that one, but you can do all the religious cartoons you want on Christianity or Muslim or whatever. And then I decided I was going to pick a few things that I would share with you that had been a problem here in the United States to talk about. And I'm going to use myself as an example. And that happens to be, of course, if you've been following me at all, you know it happens to be the Gulf War veterans issue. I want to give you a couple of examples here. I talk about this periodically, but I've decided we're going to go ahead and post them in the email blast. I'm going to ask Catherine to get these at gulfwarvets.com. If maybe Wanda would email each of these over to Catherine, I would appreciate that. And this is from the American Legion. This is when I was denied use of any American Legions around the country, from Carol Williams, who was the national commander of the American Legion. That's how important I got. Is it went up to the national headquarters of the American Legion. And this is dated October of 1997. Regarding, and this is from Carol Williams, American Legion, post-war conspiracy theories. Post-war conspiracy theories. Since the close of the Persian Gulf War, several persons have alleged that the Department of Defense created the AIDS virus as a biological weapon in the late 1970s. Sold the biological weapon to the Iraqis during the Iran-Iraq War. They believe that the Iraqis altered the virus used against American troops in the Gulf War. The resultant Gulf War syndrome is contagious, according to these individuals, and ultimately fatal. They claim that tens of thousands of Gulf War veterans and their family members have died from Gulf War syndrome, and that more will die in the future. Bold. Their theories are obviously reckless and supported and not supported by any evidence. Similar theories abound about the Agent Orange, Kennedy assassination, and a number of other issues and incidents. Now, you see how they marginalized what I was trying to do? Now, granted, I never said that the biological weapons, AIDS virus, was used as the Gulf War illness. I never said that. I did say the U.S. government did create a biological weapon in the 1970s, because that's documented. Then Carol Williams goes on to say, conspiracy theories surface after many violent events. Pearl Harbor, Kennedy assassination, Agent Orange, Oklahoma City bombing. The Gulf War is no different. Reckless conspiracy theories are usually interesting, if not laughable, but usually harmless. Really? Then it says that it has come to their attention that I had been going on a tour, an American Legion's service post, in Pennsylvania, Texas, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Illinois, to name several, to give a presentation of their theories and offer a set of videotapes for sale. I can't recall, but I think we were giving them away. I can't recall then. I don't want to say for sure. But they attempted to try and stop me from using any of their facilities. And ladies and gentlemen, we all know now, American Legion was lying. Okay, that's just one. Then General Schwarzkopf. I received a letter that had been sent by General Schwarzkopf to one of the veterans that I had worked with. I'm going to tell you what General Schwarzkopf said about me, and then what the John Birch Society said. We'll continue after this break. Hall of Shame after this break. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes,
are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne. Or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth. And it's all about saying, okay, I'm not covering anything up. I am not saying something when I need to. I'm not afraid to step out and accuse those who are guilty from the cover-ups that they have done. And one of those is the late General Schwarzkopf. There was a young man who was at Camisea, involved in taking filming or doing filming of the detonations of all of the ammunitions that were there that had U.S. markings on it. He provided me with the information, also told me that he had talked to his, had told and passed the information on, and he named him, the colonel, and said those are U.S. weapons and they are chemical and biological. They contacted CENTCOM, General Schwarzkopf, and the word that came back from Schwarzkopf was, blow them anyway. That was the statement, blow them anyway, at Camisea. Now, let me listen. Now, let me read you the letter in 1998, January 26th. This is the letter that he received, 1998. This is from General Schwarzkopf. This letter is in response to your letter regarding your comments made by Joyce Riley. I don't know who she is, and I don't know why she is saying the things you mentioned in your letter. The truth is, there is absolutely no government cover-up concerning the so-called Gulf War illness. I have always had a reputation for caring for my troops and their well-being. There is certainly no reason why this late in the game I would suddenly change that policy and be part of any cover-up. I did not lie when I testified before Congress. I told them the absolute truth as I know it to be. I never received a single report of Iraqi use of chemical weapons against our forces. What a farce. What a lie. I did receive one report of one soldier, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then he says, the first time I ever heard of Camisea was probably the same time you did. Which was, by the way, in 1997 when they released that Camisea had occurred. And that is when this troop had told him that he knew he had been given contact regarding Camisea and told to blow it anyway. Regrettably, there is nothing I can do about someone like Joyce Riley who wants to attack my reputation over the internet. The only thing I can do is to allow the Department of Defense Task Force to continue their work. I'm quite confident that in the end they will find, as they have to date, that we took every possible measure to protect you and all the troops involved in Desert Storm. My advice is if you have health problems, you need to contact the VA. I hope this answers your questions. Thanks for your letter. Most of all, thanks for serving your country. Semper Fi. H. Norman Schwarzkopf, General, U.S. Army, retired. A lie. How many thousands of people have died since then? This is murder, ladies and gentlemen. Then I sent a letter to John McManus, and I have to tell you that every time I heard John McManus on the Alex Jones show, I just cringed. I tried to get in and tried to talk about this issue, because I've always let Alex on my show whenever he's wanted to come on, and I wanted to address this with John McManus. And I contacted their people, and they wouldn't allow me to come on the air to discuss this with him, and I think this is huge, because I wrote a letter to him saying, I have always respected the New American, the John Birch Society, blah, blah, blah. I really would like a chance to explain to you what happened in the Gulf War veterans. They are sick. They are dying. This is my initial letter. It's on the website. You'll be able to see it. I quoted Senate Report 103-900. I said, I commend JBS for championing the efforts of the American hero Michael New. Now we need to take care of the Gulf War veterans. Then I get a letter back from John McManus. And you'll see it in the email blast. Please sign up for the email blast if you want to see this. Whenever either our society or its affiliated magazine, The New American, is approached with a request to incorporate a particular cause in our agenda, even to give it space, our procedure calls for a thorough examination. In your letter, you claim information, blah, 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 that is accurate. We further find insupportable and insulting your references that JBS does not support the military. I never said that. I said you do support it, and that's why I'm coming to you. Neither JBS officers nor the magazine's officials know the source of Gulf War syndrome, nor do we have any reliable evidence showing that any government agency has suppressed information. Then he goes on to say, we do not find you supportive of the military at all. That was from the John Birch Society. They have never taken a stand and never supported the veterans since then. We'll be back, to my knowledge anyway, in 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. George Riley.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I was just pointing out the kinds of things that you can't talk about in this country, or you will not be accepted if you talk about, and you'll be considered an extremist and put on the Southern Poverty Law Center list of people, because they have their ways of taking care of people who do those things. Here I was, a flight nurse, coming out of the Air Force, ill. I had been ill, quite ill. And I get better, and I start doing research, and I find out, oh, my gosh, the government is lying. They are creating these problems. They made these troops sick, and now they're denying it. And then you get banished from any kind of media, and you're told the same thing, conspiracy theory, mitigate you into some kind of journalist position. Your work can't possibly be good. Even though I took all of this evidence to my attorney, showed it to him, I set it out on the table there, and when he saw it, he said, Joyce, I could not fade the IRS audit over this, and I would get one. Those are his words. I cannot fade the IRS audit. You are no longer my client. That's the kind of thing you get. And then you go back to your house and you think, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? Am I so wrong? Can't anybody else see this? And it's all about the agenda, as the JBS said. John McManus. It's all about their agenda. It's very frustrating to try and do this because you think, well, you build a field and they'll all come, right? You tell the truth and they'll care. Like Phil Rostino says about 9/11. I told them all about 9/11 and I thought, wow, the world will want to know this. Right. So now it's okay to do Muslim cartoons. But you can't talk about thousands, hundreds of thousands of our military that are sick and dying, that have been placed on SSRI drugs, been placed on antidepressant drugs to the point where they're killing themselves and their families, and then it's called, oh, PTSD? Really? This is a huge murder, ladies and gentlemen, of our military. Murder. Getting back to the news, I want to add there was the kosher restaurant, of course, that was taken hostage. 15 people taken hostage in there. 4 people died. I thought it was amazing reading in the articles that they said that these people have been named as, and then they give their 4 names. They were named as? How about 4 people named? Or 4 people, here's their names or whatever. But those 4 people that were killed at the kosher restaurant, supposedly a guy named Amadi Koulibaly, who did a video, they said that was a slickly prepared video. I watched it. It's a YouTube video wannabe. There was nothing slick about it at all. He had a white sheet behind him. He had an ISIS flag and an AK-47 by his side. Well, that pretty much meets the criteria for a terrorist slick video, doesn't it? Well, anyway, Amadi Koulibaly supposedly was killed in the event there. They're always killed, you know, so they're never found or never talk. And his girlfriend supposedly was there, too, Hayat Humadi. And then later they said, uh-oh, no, she escaped. And now she's in Syria. And she's horrible. And there's a manhunt on for her. And. Anyway, those 4 people that were killed inside, allegedly, the restaurant, and they may very well have been. I don't know. I'm just saying I'm starting to doubt a lot of things. They were all taken to Israel for burial. All 4 of them. And they have arrived in Israel now for the burial at the Mount of Olives. Netanyahu is going to make sure they get to be buried there. Well, maybe true. Maybe all 4 of those families said, hey, yeah, send them to Israel. I don't know. But I thought that was a little bit of a coincidence that all 4 of those people went to be buried at the Mount of Olives on Tuesday. Tomorrow. I don't know. Anyway, they now say it's going to be the Unholy Alliance because all these bad guys are going to be going together. And Feinstein says it's bad. It's really, really bad. They're coming to the United States. And it may be once a week they may hit here. Really? How do you know that? So now we have the Charlie Hebdo police commissioner, Helric Fridou, who is the number 2 investigator in the case, commit suicide. Are you kidding me? A police are they that? And by the way, a few years ago, number 3 in charge in the investigations there committed suicide. So the number 2 guy who was in charge of this investigation was so depressed after talking to a family, they said he killed himself. I don't buy it. Man, they've got some fragile police officers over there, don't they? Anyway, they're making a big issue about the March for Unity. Nobody from the United States was there of any account. I just think it's because we created the problem over there and we kind of don't want to be involved in it. But we, the United States covert government, or the overt government, either one. Anyway, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts says that there are growing suspicions that the French shootings are a false flag operation. He was quoted in the Iranian newspaper. We're going to talk with him in the third hour today. Remember, Paul Craig Roberts. Saudi Prince, I'll move on to some other news now. Oh, by the way, suspected parachuter lived with the underwear bomber in Yemen. It'll probably go all the way back to Osama bin Laden, and they all were together, and they all knew each other, and they all shared whatever, I don't know, dinner together at the Pentagon, probably. Anyway, that there's this incredible extension now in relationship of everybody to everybody in the Middle East that's a bad guy. But the main thing is, fear of lone wolf attack keeps me up at night, so says Attorney General Eric Holder. Keeps me up at night. He said that even though the decimation of al-Qaeda's core has compromised the group's ability to carry out another 9/11, really, the possibility of new terror attacks in America is still present. And now they've defined what extremist is, and of course we are that, everybody who believes in anything. Saudi Prince warns that we will not see $100 oil again. USA Today reports the Prince of Saudi royal family said that while he disagrees with the government on most aspects, he agreed with their decision on keeping production where it is, adding that if supply stays where it is and demand remains weak, you better believe it's going to go down. I'm sure we're never going to see $100 oil again. And then also being quoted is that oil needs to stay at $40 to curb U.S. shale boom, according to Goldman Sachs. I don't know if it's gone down below 46 yet or not, but or at 46 yet, but that was where it was headed a while ago. Argentina sues a U.S. drug maker over testing and saying that they use them as guinea pigs. Surprise, surprise. They do it all the time. Isn't it a shame that that pharmaceutical companies are too big to be sued? Really, I mean, too big to be sued or put in prison or found guilty of the actions that they commit. Coconut oil for Ebola victims in Liberia. There's a company that's sending over a whole bunch of Ebola, coconut oil because they say that it helps Ebola or it might help kill bacteria. Well, you don't want to say that too loud. You have the FDA on you for sure. And NYPD is put on high alert after ISIS unleashes killings video. I got to tell you, I looked at it, not impressed. Not impressed at all. But they make the headline sound good, and Dianne Feinstein says that there are terrorist sleeper cells everywhere, everywhere. Police obliterate a home to serve a DUI warrant. Just a few days after Christmas, Sheriff's Department in Tompkins County, New York, issued an arrest warrant for David Cady after he failed to show up for a court DUI. But once the police arrived at his home, he refused to go with them, and explaining that he was afraid to go to jail. After letting his wife and two sons leave, he barricaded his home and endured a 60-hour siege. Horrible. VA now admits that Agent Orange residue may have affected health of Air Force veterans. If you flew in a C-123, you probably might have problems as a result of Agent Orange. The C-123s, which was a tail dragger. No, wait a minute. No, that was not a tail dragger. C-123 looks like a very small C-130. They experienced some degree of exposure to the toxic chemical of Agent Orange. Now they're admitting it after they're all dead or have had to fight off cancer by themselves. Obama's free community college plan, it's only going to be $60 billion of money we don't have. I'd like to ask Paul Craig Roberts, how does this thing work again where we have all this money that we don't have? And the government prepares for an internet speech crackdown following the Paris attacks. Oh, but you could have Muslim cartoons, though. And then why is this giant cell phone tower smack dab in the middle of an elementary school? TrueStream Media says the very place that these young children and their teachers spend their time, both inside and out, the school building is saturated with powerful electronic frequency radiation. There's a big sign there that says, warning, beyond this point, radio frequency fields at this site may exceed FCC rules for human exposure. Unbelievable, isn't it? How do these things happen, ladies and gentlemen? How do these things happen that something so incredibly wrong can be tolerated? And I'd like to know who the person is that complains about this, what happens to them, and why people are not saying something. I mean, how long has this been there that no parents are complaining? Are you serious? They're just letting it happen? I mean, surely there has to be one parent in that school that understands the importance of electromagnetic radiation. Surely. I mean, that is, by the way, it is at the Anne Frank Elementary in Dallas, Texas, where this large cell phone tower looms over the public school campus. My question is, how are they getting away with this? Parents, say something. Anyway, there's an excellent article in the email blast about that. Please sign up for the email blast. Please sign up for the email blast or go to thepowerhour.com news section. Wanda does this religiously every day. She puts it together for you. All the news there. U.S. media blackout. Italian court rules that vaccines cause autism. September 23rd, 2014, an Italian court in Milan awarded compensation to a boy for vaccine-induced autism. A childhood vaccine against six childhood diseases causes the boy's permanent autism and brain damage, they say. While the Italian press has devoted considerable attention to this decision and its public health implications, the U.S. press is silent. And the IRS allows vaccine companies to claim revenue on vaccines they never even produce. Because they say, well, they were life-saving or emergency vaccines and we never needed them, but we went to a lot of work to present them, to prepare them. So, really. Health Impact News, a young 17-year-old Missouri resident taken away from his mother at the age of 16 by Illinois Child Protective Services, was raped and sodomized. Missouri teen medically kidnapped, was raped and sodomized while in foster care. There's a section in the email blast on how to cook with turmeric, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of you have been asking that question. What do I do with turmeric? Well, first of all, you just put it in stuff, to tell you the truth. It's very easy to put it in stuff. Just shake it. And we have turmeric at the Power Mall. Turmeric, the most powerful anti-inflammatory. Most powerful anti-inflammatory. Even more so than all the stuff you buy over the counter at the grocery store or at wherever you go to buy your stuff. Big box store. So you can learn to cook with turmeric or any other spice. So simple. And there's plenty of information there on cooking with turmeric. Then how about having your own recipe for lacto-fermented ketchup? I like this kind of stuff here. I like talking about this because it gives you the option to have something healthy without going to the store, paying more for it, number one, and then number two, having it be junk. Look what is in your ketchup. Grab your ketchup bottle. Unless you have organic ketchup, check it out. So many people are now making their own ketchup for very good reason. high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup. So what is wrong with commercial ketchup? Ketchup has a long history as a preserve and frequently without the use of tomatoes in recipes such as mushroom ketchup dating back to the colonial days. Vinegar, sugar, spices, and fermentation were all utilized to make ketchup back then. Modern day ketchup, though, is high fructose corn syrup, way more sugar than is necessary, and the natural flavorings, which usually mean MSG or artificial sweeteners. And finally, the tomatoes themselves make up the bulk of the ingredients. Well, those tomatoes may or may not be really the best for you. As we all know, tomatoes are heavily sprayed. They're sprayed with chemicals both during the growing and the shipping process. And tomatoes were one of the first GMO crops released to the general public, ladies and gentlemen. So check out making fermented ketchup. We'll talk about that after the break. And your own Olive Garden salad dressing recipe. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and joining us in the next hour also will be Noelle, Josh's wife. She will be joining us today, along with Gary Molesky, talking about cyber crimes. Gee, did you hear about Anonymous? Yeah, Anonymous are attacking the jihadist websites, and they said, Well, that's a good thing. There's not going to be any arresting of Anonymous now. That was per CNN. Just thought I'd share that with you. We were talking about, before we went to the break, lacto-fermented ketchup. That's in the email blast, and it'll tell you how to do it. If you want some healthy ketchup, did you know that that's how ketchup used to be made? Was they fermented it? And now, you know, they just put a bunch of junk in it, put it on a in a bottle, and put it on the shelf. And, well, anyway, it's much, much healthier for you. Now, it starts out by using tomato paste, sauerkraut brine. So when you have your sauerkraut and you have that liquid that's in there, take 2 tablespoons of it and you put it toward, and save that to put it towards your lacto-fermented ketchup. Then you use apple cider vinegar, raw of course, cayenne pepper, cinnamon, cloves, Himalayan salt, honey, and water. And that's it. And then you put all the ingredients together and ferment it for 2 to 3 days. Such a cool thing. Now, if you don't have internet and you'd like to have this, I'm going to offer that Rosie will make sure you get it. And the way you do that is purchase something from the Power Hour. If you're not on the email blast and you don't have a computer and you purchase something from the Power Hour, you can ask for the lacto-fermented ketchup so that you can fix it yourself in your home and make it a lot healthier. Then one other thing I wanted to share with you is I've been telling you about my recipe for Olive Garden salad dressing. Now, this is the best one that I've been able to find. And the reason I like to share this with you is because it's a lot cheaper. You don't always have an Olive Garden restaurant around. And it is so good. There's something about that dressing. In fact, Noelle's here with me in the studio. And Noelle, you've had that dressing before, right?
Yes, I have. And I have to say that that's one of those salads or one of the things at a restaurant that you can get that you just obtain a craving for it after a while.
Yes.
All you have to do is say Olive Garden salad, and suddenly you just have to be there.
That's right. And I don't know what it is. And I'm hoping they didn't put something, you know, addictive in it that, you know, right. that would be great. But there's something about that salad dressing. It's crisp. It's cold. It's got a little Parmesan cheese on it, tomatoes. And anyway, here is the dressing. I'm going to give it to you. And then if you're not online, I'm again offering that Rosie will send you the Olive Garden salad dressing if you purchase something from the Power Hour so we don't have to send 48 cents. Did you know it's 48 cents for a stamp now? Oh, my gosh. Okay, ingredients. I use what's called veganaise, a half cup of veganaise, a third cup of apple cider vinegar. What am I thinking? A third cup of, the recipe originally was for white vinegar. I use the apple cider vinegar. Teaspoon of olive oil. Then I use 2 tablespoons of agave, 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese, 2 tablespoons of grated Romano cheese, quarter cup of garlic salt or a garlic clove, half teaspoon of dried Italian seasoning, half teaspoon of dried parsley flakes, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and then you can add what other seasonings you want to add to it. But it is amazingly good. We're going to be having it today at the Power Hour, so I just want to let you all know we probably will be closing for an hour or so. So if you get the machine, don't panic. We're okay. We just are going to take about an hour off and celebrate because one of our people are having a baby, and we thought that would be nice to give her some attention and the baby some attention. So we probably will be gone for about an hour, just to let you know. And we'll be enjoying some Olive Garden salad dressing and salad, too, at the Power Hour. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and
Noelle.
We'll be right back.